Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Cuzzava. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Cuzzava. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Courtney moves to third. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Bob Cuzzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuzzava hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Busby moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Senators, 1. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Umflett moves to third. Fitzgerald moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder is walked intentionally. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzava is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Umflett. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cohn moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cohn tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 2, Senators, 2. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Umflett moves to third. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Umflett tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Senators. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Porterfield hits a fly ball towards center. Deering catches it and throws to first to double up Fitzgerald. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breidwesser bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Deering moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter bunts towards third. Yost fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Yost. Deering moves to third. Breidwesser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Bob Kuzava. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Deering tags and scores. One out. It's Orioles, 3, Senators, 3. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Breidwesser scores. Hunter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Orioles. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Abrams moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Bunky Stewart now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Busby chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Runnels. Runnels fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Runnels. Abrams scores. Cohn goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Orioles. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. Yost moves to third. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Senators 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Deering hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Breidwesser for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Bliska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bliska strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Umflett moves to second. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Bunky Stewart. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Umflett scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 7-4, Orioles. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Senators 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Spec Shea now pitching. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Abrams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Orioles. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Shea covering, for the out. 1 out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-4 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.